Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Katie Whalen, First Baptist Church of Owosso. Pastor.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for those who have accepted the responsibility to serve the people of Owosso. Help us here tonight to act with character and conviction. Help us to listen with understanding and goodwill. Help us to speak with compassion and restraint. Father, remind those that are serving that they are stewards of your authority. Guide them to be the leaders your people need. Help us all to see the humanity and dignity of those who disagree with us and treat all persons with respect. We ask all of this, confident in your grace and mercy, and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by our Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Haber.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March the 3rd, 2025.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of March the 3rd, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none tonight. Brings us to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Well, I would like to myself personally thank Director Ryan's department and supervisors for setting up all the tours that we've gone through the last week. We have been going through tours of the DPW, the water treatment plant, and all wastewater treatment plant, and excellent tours. Supervisors gave up their time and answered a lot of good questions for the council, so I do appreciate that.
Appreciate you guys all taking the time to make it work into your schedule as well.
Yes.
Hands-on and seeing it,
yep.
It's a whole other aspect and view of it.
Yep, absolutely, and I want to thank the city manager for his time and effort for everything he's putting together for the upcoming town hall meeting, which is a lot of time and effort. He's meeting with city council persons with questions on a one-to-one. So I thank the city manager for his time and effort as well. Thank you. With that, that brings us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
No.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have one tonight. I believe we address this twice, once every meeting. And so I don't think we need to take this unless we have any questions regarding the contract approvals, Luddington Electric, Inc. that we have to take this to the city manager unless there's any questions. And if there's not, I'd be looking for a motion.
Should I leave?
Does he have to leave or just abstain?
We have to let him.
We need to vote.
Does he have to?
Yes, you need to vote to allow him to abstain, and then he needs to leave.
Okay, I forgot that this is the meeting. Okay. Yep. Okay, so we need a vote to have Councilperson Ludington
abstain
from the meeting.
From the commotion.
I'm a business. Oh.
Support.
I have a support. I have a motion of support. Would this be a roll call vote, Madam Clerk?
It would be.
Okay.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. It's been approved that you may abstain yourself from the meeting, Councilperson.
So did we do that wrong last time then? Did we do that wrong last time?
No, at the first meeting it's to get it on the agenda for this meeting.
Oh, I got you.
Yep. Okay, so that brings us to the items of business contract approvals, Ludington Electric, Inc. Would there be any... Sorry, Madam Clerk.
You need to vote now on the contracts. Now that he has left the room...
Oh, we have to actually vote on the contracts?
Yeah, we have to actually have him leave the room before you can vote on the contracts.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the contract with Ludington Electric, Inc.
Support.
I have a motion of support. So I would believe this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the contract approvals for Ludington Electric, Inc. are approved. Shall we call the councilperson back into the chambers?
Yes. Yes.
Let's touch and go.
All right, this brings us to our second citizen comments, which you will be allowed to address the council for up to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to address the council at this time? Yes.
Corey Shook, 5115 Colby Road. I just want to thank the council for approval of our fire suppression grant and thank city staff, Lizzie Frederick, Nathan Honey, and the DDA, the Economic Vitality Committee, which I believe is Mayor Teich, Brett Meyer, Dalen Howard, and Lance Ulmer on their work in getting this back into functioning. It's really important, both the fire suppression and the revolving loan fund. So I think I'm the first one to apply. I was waiting for this for over a year and begging for it to get back into a functioning grant process, which went very well. Lizzie was very very helpful with it, and so I appreciate it. That fire suppression is literally getting scheduled within the next when I get on their schedule. So it will be done within the next 60 days for the two apartments on our Riverside project. So.
Well, we want to thank you, too, for all your efforts and everything you're doing with the building downtown. So
we appreciate
you.
It. Thanks. Yeah.
Further comments? Seeing none, this will take us to council comments. Yes, Councilwoman.
This is just a FYI that March is Disability Awareness Month, Developmental Disability Awareness Month, and the ARC of Mid-Michigan is having a fundraiser on Friday at Foster in Owosso. And you can also talk with anyone to learn more about the ARC of Mid-Michigan from 9 to noon, and they'll be there providing information. Some of their clients will be there, so it's a really good opportunity to connect with folks from the ARC of Mid-Michigan and learn more about what they do.
9 to noon.
9 to noon, but the fundraiser is all day.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman. Appreciate it. Further comments?
Next, you.
Yes, Councilman.
I had a quick water question, if I may. One of the slides that we saw had the five-year plan that the previous council did. And the last 2 years, we had set it at a rate that we thought would be commensurate with inflation at the time, which was 3% for each year. So I was just thinking about seeing that and the discussions we had at the time when we made that five-year plan. And I'm wondering if there's a way, could we have gone back in and upped those rates when we saw what was happening? Or are those rates set absolutely for the term of the plan?
You could have gone back and said that we need more than that 3%, but you're sort of already doing that.
Okay. Well, I just...
Project scopes haven't really changed, I suppose, so...
I know our intent at the time was to get that project list done, and it didn't happen because of increases and inflation, and but I don't think we were ever given an opportunity to go back and say, hey, the 3% is not going to cut it. Can we raise it to 5% or 6%? So I was just thinking about, you know, this next plan that we're talking about. So we're not getting further behind by something like this happening in the future. Is that possible for you to come back to council and say, hey, we're short. These projects aren't going to get done, or we had to pick. Do you guys want to increase, or do you want to keep it the same? Just something like that. Is that possible? Should that happen again
in
the future?
We're already doing that.
No, I know. Well, we're planning the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Aren't we? I'm
because
saying
the first five wouldn't cut it. So we are doing what you just described.
Right. But I'm saying, like, year four, could we have jumped in and done a higher increase in year five of the first 5 years? Instead of waiting.
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. I think that would have been prudent to, and it's all, I know there's a bit of retro at this point because we know what has happened. I just didn't know if that was possible to.
We're not proposing to increase rates retroactively.
I know. I'm saying if at year four we had planned 3%, the past five-year plan, and we realized what was going on with the economy, that wasn't quite going to cover what we thought it was going to cover. Could we have raised it to 5% instead of 3% at the time? Like, maybe not for year four, because we would have already been in it when we realized that. But could we have gone on in year five and said, okay, we need to up this a little bit because things are more expensive?
Yeah,
okay.
Could have.
I'm just saying, I don't think we should wait. If the plan's not working the way we planned it, then I think we need to step in a little quicker than waiting for the next five-year plan.
Council was made aware that that rate structure was not sufficient.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because you had to give up one of the most important components of that original rate structure that is now carried over to this one, and it has to do with the nitrification towers at the wastewater plant. And at that meeting, it was explained that the reason we could not afford it is because the rate structure was not sufficient. So you were informed that it was not sufficient. Did staff come and say, you got to redo the last couple of years of the rates? No, but it was an opportunity for someone to speak up at that time and say, well, maybe we should just increase the rates for the last 2 years.
I was under the impression, I know we cut stuff at the time. I was under the impression that what we had planned to do with that five-year plan couldn't be done because of the increases with construction and inflation. But that's not the case?
Well, that is the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we're communicating well, but I'll take it offline with you.
I don't think I'm understanding what you're asking.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'll get with you later about it.
May I jump in?
Sure.
So the way that I'm understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is she didn't realized that they could, that the ability to go in and change the rate after we had already set that five-year plan up was available to them. And she just asked,
yeah,
is that a possibility in the future.
Yeah, we've always stressed to council, be careful about making decisions that outlast the current council's term, because future councils, while we encourage them to honor legacy decisions, that really always is not the case. And this was one of those instances. So a previous council had made that decision on the five-year rates. A future council could countermand that or make the change that you suggest, Councilwoman Fear. The only other way I could really envision a change would be in Robert's Rules of Order to say, well, I think council ran into this one time, and it was actually when the first five-year rate structure was approved. Councilman Law voted yes to do that. It was unanimous. And at the next meeting, him and Mayor Pro Tem Haber, who was a councilman at the time, there was a brief push to reconsider that vote. Per Robert's rules, that can happen. But that was a previous council decision. Now we're asking the question, could we have done X? Yes, you could have.
Yeah. Okay.
That it's clear now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my thing is, I think, you're talking about maybe an inflation rate increase based on inflation, the inflation rate. The nitrogen towers had nothing to do with inflation to 3% or 5% at all. You're talking multi-million-dollar project ahead of that basically got axed. The rates, when we voted it in, included the towers, no question about it.
Bids came back too high.
And then the bids came back, like, because of everything that was going on in the world.
Right.
And so you would have gone well beyond inflation rate to get the nitrogen towers back in.
My question is, because I don't remember, and it's possible you did. Did you come back and say, we have to cancel this? What you guys approved didn't end up being enough. So the list that you thought was going to get done, which was our intent, isn't going to get done. So if you want that initial list to get done, you got to go up higher the last year or the last 2 years or whenever we figured that out.
Staff brought it to the attention of council, but we did not use the words, the rates aren't high enough. We said, these rates won't cover it. You can't afford it. The bids came back too high. We don't have the cash flow even to pay back the loans if we do the full project. So the towers were taken out.
Okay.
And I also think even if it came back to council and say you want to put the towers back in and you want to try to get another $3 or $4 million, $5 million in the rates to pay for it, we still didn't have the bonding for it. You still would have to go because of the bond that we got for $19 million or whatever. Okay, that was supposed to cover those towers, wasn't going to cover it. So just because you get the rate increase, that rate increase is not going to raise $4 or $5 million. You got to go out for more bonds.
It would be enough to pay back the increased debt service on that bond, because we could only afford $19 million, and that's what was decided. You could have raised rates that night to pay for the increased bond of $24 million. That would have been substantial.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if it was done in 1 year. And that, boy, I hate to imagine what the kickback would be on that, from the public. Not to have posted that you were discussing rates, just increasing rates to pay for a bond all in one meeting. I would caution you against that.
Absolutely.
There is the woulda, coulda, shoulda, for sure, but... Yeah, internally, we never considered that.
Okay.
We probably could have come back and done all that 2 or 3 meetings later and then added it on, correct?
I don't know that they knew that quickly, that it was going to have to be cut.
I think they knew pretty quickly. Yes, Director.
To your point, Mr. Mayor, these amounts are set in play about 2 years in advance. So even if rates, let's just say that night you upped rates, there's no guarantee that the funding is even available. That's another major issue with that.
Okay.
Because while there's usually small tolerances, at that point in time, we would not know if any additional funding was even available from the state, because a lot of times there's not.
Right.
They budget these things to the full extent, and every now and then, like, a complete community might fall off because, let's say, council said no to a bond, so then now then they have to tell the state, sorry, we're no longer interested in accepting this loan and all this grant money this year. That allows for more money to be available in the pot, but at that moment in time, that would not have been known, so that I can almost guarantee you at that moment in time, it would have been automatic no from the state. After all the dust settles, sometimes there's stuff left over, which those are usually utilized for emergency change orders after the fact, because, again, there's additional unknowns. But that would have been a major hiccup, because otherwise you got to go out to the banks, and now instead of 1.85%, now you're looking at what, 7, 8, 9, 10%? So okay. That's completely different category or level. And then back to, you know, Mr. Henney's point, you know, that would be not something you would want to do right there on the spot.
Okay. I was just thinking about all of this and what the intent of that council was when that five-year plan was voted in. And so I was just thinking and wondering. So that answers my questions. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Further questions?
Well, I just have a procedural question. At the town hall, we're not deciding anything, correct? That is just strictly for citizen feedback, for us to, for them to be presented with the information that we've been presented with.
Correct. Sure.
Okay, so then the following meeting, is that the understanding that it'll come onto our agenda? What, how will it look after that town hall? Like, what's the next steps? Can you speak to that?
I imagine you'll make the decision sometime in April. Whether it will take one or two meetings, I don't know. But my plan is to, I've already met with a couple individual council members who were concerned about you know, not having options.
Right.
So if any of you would like to meet with me before or after that town hall, I think Councilwoman Osmer, you and I are meeting sometime in the next couple of weeks. I can't remember what day.
The 27th.
But I will be presenting options so you can envision, you know, we're not just throwing the full boat at you. Obviously, that is what we need. That is what is needed. But is it reality? Probably not. I told staff at the beginning of this process, expect to fall somewhere in the middle. And if you'd like to sit down and hear my reasoning on that, yeah, more than willing to meet. And then eventually those options, if council wants to see them, will be presented at a public meeting in April. And you can decide on one of those options there, or say you want some more nuanced option to come back to you.
Sure. Okay.
Because usually how this works is we've shown you the need. Most councils I've worked with saying, well, can't do that. We'll do half, or we'll do 75%. And then it's staff's job to go back and show council, well, in that case, you can't afford this, you can't afford that, you can't afford that. What I've been doing for at least one option is to kind of create an a la carte menu, because some individual council members want to be more involved in that. It's a little unorthodox, but it's doable. So we've kind of worked through that with the mayor and Councilman Owens already, and the Councilwoman Osmer will be meeting with me soon.
Yeah. So if like, for argument's sake, the mayor and I were discussing
how I addressed that with.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, how I think maybe a way to mitigate some of the pain that's going to kind of come from any rate increase would be to try to figure out a way to disseminate those bills out monthly rather than quarterly. I think that helps household budgets. So, like, anything that's tangentially related to it, we can talk about those at the following meetings in April and maybe ask staff to come back with some options that might help on the periphery of any rate increase. Like, such as that.
Monthly, you're talking about.
Yeah, like, yeah. Maybe revisiting how we bill or things, our policies. Because I know we just did that, like, a year ago. We just signed in, like, the new...
It has been quarterly billing since I've been here. In 7 years, it's been quarterly billing. This is the first time hearing that any council member is interested in going from quarterly billing to monthly. Yeah, that's new to me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was brought up, I think, in one of the questions. I believe I remember hearing it from you, maybe, someone, one of the last meetings, that a monthly option might be.
We were talking about it at the tour.
I thought it was brought up at one of these meetings, no?
I probably wrote
probably
it up.
Not.
If you haven't heard it,
who knows?
I'll go with you, city manager, on that.
But it was brought up in our meeting at the waste, at the water treatment plant. But we have to take a look at all the options, obviously. You know? But anyway,
that's how it'll go.
That's
it'll go
how it's going to go.
Town hall, and then it'll go a couple of more council meetings where we're actually discussing what the feedback is before we put anything on the agenda. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I know that right now, to be very honest, probably the first. I'm not sure if the city manager is thinking the first meeting of April. There's going to be like four options that we can take a look at already, based on the homework that we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
One would be 75% of it, 50% of it. One of the ones like Chris and myself and others with the city manager, with where we're taking line item to line item and what can be and can't be and this and that. So we went all the questions you asked, I asked. We went over all those line items.
Right.
That's a third. The fourth one I just got with the city manager, that what you and I came up with the potential of a new water treatment plant.
Right.
Okay. And how we could address that as an option as well going forward, and what maybe would be, you know, just look at the first 2 years and then the last, you know, for the water plant. And then after that 2 years, we'll have that plan, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be those things to discuss and then possibly tweak something in the end.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
I mean, I think if there's anything that I, as part of my part of this comments, is that it's abundantly clear that the worry about the rate increase makes it seem untenable for residents to, that it's being told to me or to all of us, mm-hmm. that remaining a resident might be untenable if the rates go up so much. But everybody seems to acknowledge that it has, like, these are, again, it's not a wish list, right? This is not the dream team of machinery. It's kind of minimum standard of care for residents. And so I think what we were discussing was, like, how do we maybe look at the whole field again, and how do we make efforts to raise income in the county, right, to, like, help residents thrive more, but to offset some of this pain point, and, like, how do we kind of get creative about just elevating the whole group, and in spite of the fact that we have to raise these rates too. So I don't know if there's any creative thinkers on council that are like, hey, if we pulled this lever, maybe we can help alleviate some of that or increase revenue or some ways to offset. I think that it's yes and. It's both things, right? We do need to raise the rates, and we also need to raise the quality of life for people in the community simultaneously. So
yeah, I wish there was a lever. But all those levers are very long term in my experience of life. It doesn't happen overnight. And we know that, you know, if you're going to increase the potential of Owosso and Owosso industrial manufacturing population and so forth, we cannot, as we found out, we don't have the capability at the water plant to do that kind of thing.
Right.
We're limited. So, So I think what we do now, long term, we win to elevate people's income instantaneously as these rates go up automatically within a year. That's not real.
No, it's not real. But no. I think it's a good vision.
It is a good vision.
To be thinking about not just managing pain, but also increasing.
Yeah. We got to set the foundation, though, the win. And I think this is what this is all about, is setting the foundation. But we got a lot more discussion about this. We have a town hall meeting coming up, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this in the next few meetings. So with that, any further comments? I see none. Okay. With that, our next if I'm not skipping anything, our next meeting is Monday, March the 31st, which is the town hall meeting, which is at the Armory at 6:30. So that'll be our next meeting. And then our next regular meeting will be April 7th, Monday at 6:30 here. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
Motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. We are adjourned.
Nathan, can I ask you two questions? They're not heavy.